Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think where you start, I think the first place you always start is the offensive line. Made a tough injury to Brandon Bowen. Demetrius Knox went in and played very well. You know, this is the kind of bend but don't break defense we're getting ready to play. And to be methodical in that kind of environment, and just because they're not going to give you the deep ball, they're not going to give you that type. It's just not the style of defense they play. They make you work for everything. And I was very concerned about that going into it because we haven't been that kind of team. And I'm very proud of those guys. You know, JT played exceptional, but you know, when you have protection and the guys are making plays for us, very well, very good performance on offense.
Far left, Ari.
Urban, you guys have gotten through this stretch of your schedule between Oklahoma now going to Penn State. It seems like you guys have done it pretty efficiently. Going back to that Oklahoma game and now judging what you saw on offense tonight, how much growth do you see in your eyes there? And are you guys playing at the level offensively that it takes to be in that playoff conversation?
Yeah, you wish you could have one back or something like that. We have a lot of respect for Oklahoma, obviously. They're a heck of a team. We didn't play well. And I just feel like there's a good chemistry, a very good chemistry on offense. Receivers and quarterbacks are playing on a very high level, but very efficient. JT's efficiency today was elite. And the guys are making plays for him and they're protecting him. So this is a good time to be cooking, but it's also a good time to have a bye week and get these guys fresh. And we're still finalizing how we're going to do the bye week. But, you know, coming to Nebraska and play the way these guys play in that crowd environment and everything, I thought that was outstanding.
And quickly, how's Paris? Paris
is fine. Precautionary. Who was it? Jalen Holmes, Marco Jones were dinged up. But
and Mike Weber was getting looked at on the sideline.
Yeah, he's fine.
Tim?
As you watched JT tonight, what was just in your mind? Was that one of his better performances ever? I mean, just what just stood out to you?
Well, it was not an easy environment to throw the ball in either. And just the wind blowing. But I thought, you know, they challenged us early in the game. They were determined to stop the run. There was times nine guys up at the line of scrimmage or nine guys are playing, which is not the kind of style of defense that they played in the past. So they were going to stop the run and force us to be a throwing team, and he had one of his better days he's had as a Buckeye.
And with that in mind, the 50-yard run by J.K. Dobbins, which got y'all on the board first, I mean, around left end, what did that just do to the whole plan?
Yeah, we've had a couple games where he hasn't had an opportunity to get a lot of carries, and to see him bust out, he's an exceptional player. And when you have a home run hitter like that, you feed him the ball as much as you can.
Right in the middle, Bill.
Your defense, could you describe the level that it's playing at right now?
Yeah, good. There's some error. You look up at the board, saw 300 yards passing, so I'm sure there's going to be some issues to deal with. And I know maybe it was but still 300 yards passing. I think their run defense was outstanding. But too many big hits in the pass game against our defense.
And I know I'm getting on my Twitter feed, people are asking why you let the starters in as long as you did tonight.
Yeah, I think when they scored a couple touchdowns on us and we kept them in until we for sure it was over. He just didn't want to get one of those games where scoring and scoring and scoring and put our defense in bad field position.
Front row middle, Dan.
Five straight wins by 31 or more points. How much momentum does that give you going into this bye week, and how valuable is it to have that momentum for a bye week?
What's coming next? It's very clear, and the conversation was had that we're going to enjoy the win and get a day off tomorrow, and then we come back to work on Monday and get ready for the big one.
Front row right there, Clay.
Have you got five straight games over 500 yards total offense as a school record? You won your 500th Big Ten win tonight, as did your rival earlier in the day. Ohio State has done it in six fewer years. But any of those milestones float your boat?
2 weeks, we had a really big game. I'm not sure what you just said.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Over here to the right, Bill.
Urban, how in sync are Kevin Wilson and Ryan Day right now with the play calling? It just seems like they're aggressive and they know what they want to do right now.
Yeah, the communication is very good. I've done this for so long. I have had several different coordinators, and it's very smooth. I think they feed off each other. I think they're excellent coaches, and they're very familiar with their personnel now.
And then last year was a struggle for you guys to build momentum like this offensively. And at the end of last year, you had 2 62-3 wins that didn't really carry over. Does this feel different, the role you're on right now?
It does, but I'm also cautiously optimistic about it. I think our quarterback's playing at a very high level. His confidence level is elite right now, and we practice that way. That's the biggest thing I like seeing is I like to see the tempo in practice, and it's our quarterback runs the show. But the offensive line, I see them coming on. I see receivers, and it's a good time to be getting that feeling up within the offense.
We're going
to
go a couple more and then get JT up here right behind Bill. Doug?
This is a ridiculous question, all the things you just said, but you've coached a lot of good teams. You know what a good team is. Are you feeling like you're a good team right now?
I do. I feel like we're a good team because I like our practice habits. I like the clean living that we have. I like the fact that we're all just good guys. I mean, this is a good football team. How good, we're going to find out down the stretch run right here. But I don't, you can tell the way guys practice. We've had 3 or 4 weeks of incredible practices. And I'm sure our players will tell you the same thing. I don't hear them bitching or moaning or guys just going. And that's the sign of a good team.
Gentlemen in the back there.
Coach, you converted your first 8 third downs, scored on your first 8 possessions. You put up 41 first downs. That's got to be about as close to perfect as you can imagine for an offense.
Yeah, I thought our guys played very well. And when I look up at the scoreboard, I see a very balanced offense. That's what our goal is. Our goal is a 250-250 game. And we're getting those kind of performances the last few games. But we're also cautiously, we're very well aware of what's coming down the pipe here. That's what I like about a very mature team. We have some very good leadership on this team with Tyquan Lewis and Jalen Holmes and some of those guys. Or Chris Riley. We're a very strong leadership on this team right now.
And final question over here to the left, Rob.
Urban, you've got this big one in 2 weeks. You keep talking about 1-5, 5 being the most. How, you guys are never comfortable. How comfortable are you going into that game with this team?
Involved in that right now. I like our team. I love our team. I love the fact that they're very serious. They act like grown men. It's not a bunch of children acting like fools. They're very respectful coming in with a very tradition-rich program like this. They had a great week of practice. It was one of the best weeks of practice that we've had. And we had great conversations about coming out here and playing in a place that's, this is not an easy place to play. To play like that, that was because they worked for it.